From North Carolina to California, candidates are pleading for a few more votes. Tuesday's election will decide control of the Senate and the House of Representatives. It'll decide how much resistance President Bush may face in Congress in the next 2 years. This weekend, we're hearing from several candidates on the road in close contests. In Arizona, Rick Renzi says he's traveled 73,000 miles across his district this year, and he's driving again today. Renzi is the Republican candidate in a newly created congressional district that's nearly the size of Pennsylvania.
This district that is 60% of the landmass of the state of Arizona, it's all of rural Arizona. None of Phoenix and none of Tucson is included in this district. It's the largest rural district in America. And the cattle growers, the ranchers, the farmers, the miners, the natural resource-based industries are really the key to the economy out here, as well as tourism, because it's like driving through a cathedral when you're out here. It's a beautiful outdoor museum.
Like any candidate, Renzi is working to make national issues local. National security and the war on terrorism are good issues for Republicans. So in this border state, Renzi advocates better border security. We reached him in an old mountain mining town where he met with copper industry leaders. Renzi suggested that industry is critical for national security, and so are many other Arizona businesses.
We've even got the cattle industry here in Arizona who make a good case that if we continue to concentrate all of our cattle growers, all of our stockyards in Kansas City, that they become vulnerable to mad cow disease, hoof and mouth disease, terrorist attack, and that one of the things we need to look at is dispersing our cattle growers around the country on range lands where terrorists wouldn't be able to affect that portion, agricultural portion of our economy.
I have to say that I've covered national security issues for the last year, and cattle did not occur to me at all.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Renzi's Democratic opponent is George Cordova. Today, he's promising to protect Medicare and Social Security as he knocks on doors in Arizona towns.
Well, I'm walking door to door. That's good old-fashioned politics and really developing my message on people's front porch and over coffee. Me and my team have walked to 29,000 households, literally block walking door to door and carrying our message forward.
In the Senate, Democrats could lose control if they lose a single seat. Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman has now agreed to a Monday debate against Walter Mondale, the stand-in candidate for the late Senator Paul Wellstone. One state to the west, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle called us today from a crowded bus. He's riding with fellow South Dakota Democrat Tim Johnson, who's in a tough race.
We are just leaving Watertown, South Dakota. We're on the highway. We're going up to the Sisseton-Wahpeton Indian Reservation, and we'll be campaigning up there. We've been going door-to-door, talking to our volunteers, but then talking to voters who in the surveys have indicated they were undecided.
Is there a national message that Democrats have that you would like your candidates to be talking about in the last couple of days?
I think the national message all revolves around the economy. I think the president has largely ignored the economy. I don't know that there's been anything other than talk. I think that in large measure, as we've seen the stock market respond in recent weeks, we recognize that that may be the only thing the president understands about the economy is what the market is doing.
President Bush shows up in South Dakota tomorrow to campaign for the Republican candidate, John Thune.